You can't drive far in Florence County without crossing into Michigan.
Oh, here's the state line.
With his Trump 2020 hat on and conservative talk on the radio, Mark Kirzner drives me just across the border to a shop with an odd sign.
They got a sign up there. It's called Glazed and Confused. And I'm sitting there, I'm going, what? It's called what?
Glazed and Confused, a former supper club, has a donut character with red eyes flashing a peace symbol on its banner.
Red eyes.
For months, Glazed and Confused dispensed both donuts and marijuana after Michigan legalized possession of the drug last December. The shop is less than a half mile from the state line into Wisconsin, where marijuana remains illegal.
You can literally stand on the border of Wisconsin and see this thing.
The store is closed with a sign on the door saying it plans to reopen as a medical marijuana center. Michigan's law and the shop's proximity to his county bother Kirzner.
In talking to the sheriff, I mean, he figured we were going to see, pardon my French, we were going to see a real shitstorm heading our way. Being right on the, you know, we're a border county.
Earlier this year, Kirzner became the driving force behind both a Florence County resolution opposing marijuana legalization and an ordinance banning marijuana shops if it ever becomes legal in Wisconsin. Both passed the county board unanimously with the support of Sheriff Dan Miller.
Our county board, for the most part, they're pretty conservative, I think, all of them. I think they're all born and raised here. They all have family here. They all have grandkids. They don't want the marijuana.
Marijuana opponents also included the county health department, where Nurse Ann Price worries about access to addiction services in the small rural county.
How does this potential legalization impact our children, our future, if that becomes legal? I don't think it's best.
Florence County School Superintendent Ben Niehaus says he's seen an uptick in drug-related violations at his school, especially in the last 3 or 4 years.
It is becoming a major issue and burden on our schools and, you know, our capacity to be focused on what we should be focused on, and that's education.
The district supported the local marijuana legislation, as did the Economic Development Office, which worries more drugs don't make for a reliable workforce. Florence County's conservative bent only intensified in November when it became the first county in the state to declare itself a Second Amendment sanctuary. Again, Mark Kirzner led the charge.
We have Second Amendment, you know, the Constitution. And those, in my eyes, those are God-given rights.
The county board unanimously agreed to a resolution supporting the sheriff in not enforcing what it calls unconstitutional firearms laws. That language largely targeted a proposed red flag law in which judges could order guns temporarily taken from people to ensure safety.
The consequences of this continued inaction are too high, folks.
Governor Tony Evers pushed for the law in response to gun violence, but state Republicans blocked him. Sheriff Dan Miller, a gun owner and NRA member, is proud to represent the first county in the state labeled a Second Amendment sanctuary, and he's prepared to defy a court order to take someone's guns.
So at that time, could the judge throw me in jail for disobeying his court order? I believe so.
Is that worth it to you? Would that be okay?
It would be. I would stand. I would stand for that. I think the people of this county back me. The county board backs me.
Wendy Gelhoff is in lockstep with Kirzner and the sheriff on the issue. She's the county economic development director.
Some people might call us redneck. I guess I wouldn't, but those are our values and those are our traditions.
The county's conservative policies match its conservative politics. In 2016, President Trump did better here than in any other county in Wisconsin.
We are, like I said, a very conservative county. I think 72% of our county voted for Trump in the last presidential election. So we definitely think pretty conservative up here and want to keep some of those traditions alive.
Second Amendment sanctuaries are becoming more common in conservative areas of the country. Some western states and counties in Illinois, Florida, Virginia, and Tennessee now have that label. Kirzner wants it to spread across Wisconsin.
I've gotten more comments and ideas around that topic than any other since I've been sheriff.
That's Oneida County Sheriff Grady Hartman speaking on the Second Amendment generally.
We'll keep fighting for that.
Hartman calls red flag laws bad laws and says he supports the concept of a Second Amendment sanctuary. He feels many gun control proposals are examples of overreach by liberal politicians in Madison and Washington who don't understand rural Wisconsin. Miller, the Florence County Sheriff, agrees.
We have a great state. We really do. I mean, but I think everybody needs to know what they think in Madison and what we think here. It might not be the same thing, and vice versa.
Fox News is on as Kersner and I return to the bar he owns in Florence County. His next project, preparing for a machine gun shoot in the spring to raise money for a police dog.
It's a blast. Let's face it, fully automatic weapons are cool.
He knows some people don't agree with Florence County's conservative stances on things like guns and marijuana. His message to them, don't bother coming here.
When these people are thinking about changing and coming up here and taking our way of life and turning it on its head, if we can preserve this and keep it like this for generations to come, then I think we're doing the right thing.
For WXPR News, I'm Ben Meyer in Florence County.